Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Petey, the owners of a giant replica of Noah's Ark in Kentucky have filed a lawsuit against them for failing to cover damage caused to the Ark by what?
Water.
Exactly right. Even worse. Even worse, it was rain. The 510-foot-long replica Ark is part of Kentucky's Noah's Ark Encounter theme park, the perfect vacation getaway for families who find Knott's Berry Farm to be a little too racy. The owners say they were inspired to build the replica when God's voice told them to gather up two of every animal and charge them $75 each for admission. The park opened in 2016, but was forced to close for a few days right then when the Ark and its surrounding area was damaged by, and I quote, slightly above average rain.
Yikes.
Apparently they skipped the part of the Book of Genesis where God tells Noah to spring for the undercoating.
Do you happen to know, Peter, what other experiences they offer at this park?
At the Noah's Ark Adventure? I can't say that I've been, Faith. I can't say that I've been. I do believe this is a creationist place, although not like the primary creationist museum, which is elsewhere.
So it doesn't have two figures of a unicorn on a nearby hillside.
Going, wait a minute, guys, wait, guys, on, you left on. Us behind.
They should have made it a water park, probably.
That's true.